here, but sometimes, and I don't mean it's a blessing that they're not here, but the singing without music, there's something, I don't know, there's just something about it. There seems to be a pureness and a sweetness, amen? And I'm reminded tonight, as Brother Charles and Miss Shelley, they both just picked an old hymn out of the hymn book. There's something special about those hymns, amen? I really do believe they're, and the preachers say this jokingly all the time, but I honestly believe they're more inspired than most of the Bibles that are out there today. Amen? I believe that with all my heart, brother. Them old-time gospel songwriters, they had something, brother. Amen? I came into church. Go ahead and be turning to the book of the Song of Solomon. The book of the Song of Solomon. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and then the Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. I came into church last Sunday night. And Todd and Levi, they were just finishing up with the youth choir practice. And Brother Todd said, Brother Eddie, why don't you, he said, you used to write poems all the time. He said, why don't you write us some good songs? He said, nobody is writing good music anymore. That's what he said. He said, nobody is writing good songs anymore. He said, they're so hard to find, songs that we can sing and songs that'll be fresh, you know. And I was thinking while Brother Charles and Shelley was singing tonight, I thought, well, I ought to just hand them that songbook and say, dig up some of the old ones. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, and one verse of Scripture tonight, and just some practical things that I hope will help you. I don't want this to sound bad, but most of the folks that I had on my heart preparing this message, as usual, aren't here tonight, but I hope you'll get some help out of it because God does know who's here. Yes, sir. Verse 15, the Bible said, take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. How many of you have ever heard the old saying, it's the little foxes that spoil the vines? Amen. Amen. The book of the Song of Solomon describes the love between a man and his wife. In many ways, it also pictures the love between Christ and His church. I love the book of Solomon, Song of Solomon. Some people say it's a perverted book and should not be in the canon of Scriptures. I say they got rocks in their head, amen? Amen. Or they got a dirty mind. I believe that's more the case, amen? Yes, sir. Our text is a good example of these vines. The vines represent the vineyard of growing love between the two lovers. And he said it was the little foxes that spoil the grapes on those tender vines. Tonight, just for a few minutes, I want to talk about little foxes. Over the course of the last 2 weeks, and if you try to sit there tonight and figure out who I'm preaching about, you're wicked. Yeah. And you ought to get on the altar and just get right with God. Amen? Yeah. But for the last 2 weeks, I have been bombarded with marital issues. Marriage relationship issues. I mean, it seems like it's been one after the other, one after the other. The last time I preached on marriage, I believe it was the last time, Brother Freddie cornered me after church. He said, you need to do that more often. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need help as a husband. Amen. I guarantee you ladies need help as a wife. Amen. I don't think anybody goes into marriage with the hopes of one day divorcing. I don't think there's a teenage girl alive who dreams of having to take her husband to court for child support. Is that your dream? Amen. If those are not your dreams, we might ought to learn how to avoid that thing called divorce. I've heard people say, well, our marriage is stable and I don't think we have anything to worry about. I've seen people get divorced that blew my mind. Yeah. Amen. I mean, absolutely blew my mind. Amen. And I've seen people divorce over some of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. Amen. We're not talking about big foxes tonight. Yeah. Adultery, that's a big fox. Yeah. We know that's a marriage killer, right? Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I think a man cheat on his wife ought to be tried in a court of law and put in jail for a while. Amen. Amen. And then the brothers catch him off out in the bushes somewhere and whoop him up real good. Yeah. Same thing for the woman. Amen. Yeah. I think that's the most wickedest thing you can do to the relationship of your marriage. Amen. Amen. I'm not talking about adultery tonight, though. We know that's a sin, right? Yeah. I'm not talking about physical abuse tonight. We know that's a sin.
Yeah.
Amen. God have pity on a man that hits his wife.
Amen.
The only reason he'll hit his wife because he ain't man enough to hit a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Say amen right there.
Yeah.
Amen. 26 years of marriage, by the grace of God, I've never hit my wife. She's hit me, but I ain't never hit her. Amen. Seriously tonight, we're not talking about these big things. You know the big things to avoid. But it's the little things that creep into our homes, creep into our hearts, and creep into our lives and destroy our marriages.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Some people are no longer married. They just live in the same house.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes them marriage is a certificate they've got hanging on a wall somewhere and a photo album. Of people throwing pictures of people throwing rice at them. That's the only thing that makes it a marriage. They have absolutely no relationship.
Amen.
We serve a God of relationships.
Yes.
And we fight a devil who destroys relationships.
Yes.
If you don't think the devil is after our homes tonight, you've got another thing coming. Somebody said, what's wrong with this generation, the coldness and the hardness of our teenagers? It ain't the teenagers, people. It's the moms and dads who are raising them.
Yeah.
We need to get back to the place of good, godly parents again.
Yes,
amen. Good, godly parents who are the same way at home as they are at church.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
I thought about, as a study today, I thought about a ton of little foxes we could talk about that hinder marriages and the home. But I picked out three of them. Some people are seven-point preachers. I'm not. We'd be here too very long. Amen. Sister Shelley says amen right there. And I say amen right there too. Amen. But I want to look at three areas tonight of your marriage, and these things will relate to any relationship. Any relationship. Relationship with people at your work. You don't have to be married for this sermon to apply to your life tonight.
Yeah.
The first little fox I want to talk about tonight is your mouth. The first little fox I want to talk about tonight is your mouth. Are you listening? Go to Proverbs. And I'm going to read you some other scriptures, but I want you in Proverbs. One of the things that harms marriages the most are those little cutting or words that cut and stab.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question, men, be honest. Ladies, don't get mad at them, but be honest, men. How many of you know how to push your wife's button?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes,
ladies, how about you?
Amen.
You know what to say to get him ticked off, don't you? Come on. It is. It's quiet, isn't it?
Yeah.
We know what pushes their butt. You might, like me and Sister Angie, we've been married for 26 years. She's at home with her head busting tonight, but she knows how to get me.
Yeah.
And Brother Charles will tell you, he married one too. I married a Dodd. I married in that. I'm telling you, that green-eyed woman has, she can turn into something else.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm telling you. I don't know if your wife's like that or not. Mine has a temper. And there's certain little areas and certain little phrases I know to stay away from.
Amen.
Amen. There's certain subjects that I know hurt her and I don't mention them.
Amen.
Are y'all listening? The Bible said, I'm going to need my glasses, I think. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking and evil speaking and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
Yeah.
Now see, this doesn't just apply to marriage. This applies to all of us.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at in John chapter, or James chapter number 4 and verse number 11, where he said, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil is of his brother, and or speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother, speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Psalms chapter 34, verse number 13. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse number 3. Proverbs 13 and verse number 3. The Bible said, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. But he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction." And I don't mean to say this in a smart way, but I know it's going to come out that way. Learn to keep your mouth shut. Amen. When she's had a bad day and you know it, leave her alone. Likewise, ladies, I'm just giving you some good advice tonight. Amen. I'm just giving you some good advice. If you'll learn just to shut up, it'll be all right.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to give your opinion on everything. Come on. You don't have to be so opinionated. You don't have to tell her every time she makes a mistake. Hey, y'all talk to me tonight. How many of you know when you don't do right? It's when you're not doing right when you really need your wife going, yang, 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 yang. Sound like a chainsaw. Amen. Are y'all all right? Just keep your mouth shut. Let it alone.
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather have silence than war.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said it's better to live on the rooftop than in a house with a brawling woman.
Amen.
Amen. I told a lady in my office one time. I had counseled with them several times, so I knew some history and some background. And she said, "I'm upset because he plays softball and he's on two or three different, I forgot how many softball teams." She said, "If he's not at a game, he's at practice, he's never home." I said, "Lady, he plays softball to stay away from you." She had admitted it. She had told me. "I know I nag him to death." I said, "You want him to come home?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Shut up."
Amen.
Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, the Bible will help you. If you'll read it, amen. What did he say? "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life."
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Wouldn't you say that could apply to your marriage?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let's shout and run the aisles, okay?
Yeah.
James chapter number 1, verse 26 said, "If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man religion is in vain," or is vain. You know what that's saying? He's a hypocrite.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He's a hypocrite. Let me ask you a question. We'll move on. We'll hit these three real quick. Let me ask you something. Do you talk to her now like you talked to her when you were dating? Do you talk to your wife, sir, now like you talked to her when you were dating? A man in my office was bawling his eyes out one day and he said, "She's leaving, brother. She's leaving. I don't know how to get her to stay. I don't want to lose my wife. I want to keep her. What do I do?" I said, "How'd you get her?" Y'all all right? I said, "How'd you get her? Did you get her by hollering at her? Did you get her by telling her she's fat?"
Yeah.
I'm up here.
Yeah.
Come on. Did you get her by saying, "My goodness, how much weight are you going to gain?" Then you watch her mouth. Did you get her by biting her head off? Are you listening? If I've ever counseled with you over a marriage issue, you know what I've told you. Go back to doing what you did when you were dating.
Yes, sir.
It worked then.
Yeah.
It worked so much that it got her to walk down an aisle and say, "I do," for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And if it worked then, it'll work now.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. I wonder how many of you ladies like it when your husband looks at you and goes, You are hot as a firecracker.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
I wasn't planning on having all the teenagers in here tonight, and Levi got sick. So I'm trying to, but this will be good future advice. Hey, Nick Clausen, listen to me. Woody, listen up. These that are engaged,
amen.
You want to get married, you stay married, learn to control that mouth.
Amen.
Comment your wife. Brag on her cooking.
Amen.
Listen, I don't care. I don't care who your wife is. And if she says it ain't true, she's a liar. Women love attention.
Amen.
Amen. They love to be doted over.
Yeah, bro.
Amen. You doted over when you got her, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You told her how, I bet you even wrote her love notes. Come on. Angie still got every one I ever wrote her. Every single one. Only three people in this world know what they say. Me, her, and my mama. That's a good mama. Amen.
Yeah.
I didn't think so then. Amen. Let's work on how we speak to each other. You don't know how many times I was a youth pastor for several years, and then, of course, when I became the pastor at Happy Valley, I was greatly involved with our teenagers for years. You don't know how many teenagers have looked me dead in the eye and said, "You only know Daddy at church. You only know Daddy at church." But as soon as we get in a car to go home, it's another thing. God have mercy on you. Sounds like I'm just after the men. I know this goes both ways. But God have mercy on you when you go to church and are very, very nice to some people that you don't even really know all that well. And then you get in the car and bite the heads off the people who love you the most. That's wicked. Amen? If you're going to chew her head off all the way to church, you might as well get out and chew ours too. Amen. I've had women tell me he's nicer to the waitresses at a restaurant than he is to me.
Yeah.
Woo! They'll be lined up at the door to buy this CD, Brother Warren. I can tell. Amen. Work on that mouth. Work on that mouth. How often do you brag on your wife?
Yeah.
I asked my wife the other day. I said, "Do you get tired of me flirting with you?" She said, "No, I like it." And I guess my wife's about as normal as any wife I know. So I figure if my wife likes it, I bet yours does too. Huh? You come in from work and ain't seen her all day. Do you rub her shoulders or run your fingers through hair? I'm just being sincere tonight. Hey, baby, how was your day? Huh? You come through the door, it's been a blah, 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 blah. Shut your mouth. Amen. Start talking to her like you did when you dated. Hey, ladies, how many of y'all, you have fond memories of those late night phone conversations with your husband when you were dating? You remember all the things he used to say? Some of the ladies are going, "You'd like that again, I know." Amen. Work on the mouth, how you talk to each other. Ladies, work on your mouth, how you talk to your husband. And men aren't so bad about this, but I see this a lot with ladies. Ladies like to talk about their husbands to other ladies. That's bad. That's bad. You listen to me carefully, and I'm going to be as tender and careful with this as I know how. If your husband came to church and started talking to all the men about your marital relations, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You ladies would throw an absolute fit. So why do you do it? You say, "Oh, don't nobody here do that." I wouldn't be preaching it if you didn't.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't ever run your husband in the ground to other people. I don't care if he's a dirt bag. He's your husband. It's your job to lift him up.
Yeah.
Amen. Read Proverbs chapter 31 sometime. Amen. We okay tonight?
Yes,
I love y'all. You know I do. I'm just trying to get out of some of this counseling.
Yeah.
I'm tired of seeing tears. I'd like to see some joy.
Amen.
I asked a couple the other day. I said, "Have you went on a date yet?" "Oh, not yet." Stupid. I said, "Is things any better?" "No, not really." You feel like you're just beating your head against the pulpit.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not an expert, but I have been married 26 years.
Yes, sir.
I'm not an expert, but I've never spent a night, not one single night, away from my wife in anger.
Yeah,
I'm not saying we've had knockdown drag out, son. She's knocked me down and drug me out. I'm here to tell you, we've had some doozies, brother and sister. But I do know what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. Watch your mouth. Start talking to each other a little bit nicer. Amen. Ladies, scoot up next to him sometimes. Say, make a muscle. Flirt a little bit. This is for married people now. Amen. You say amen over here, Chase. This is for married people. Watch your mouth. Secondly, just three little areas. If you work on, I promise you, they will make a difference. Get that mouth under control. That'll make a huge difference. Purpose in your heart before you leave this church tonight. I'm not going to talk to my spouse worse than I talk to other people. I'm going to be as friendly to my spouse as I am the people that I greet and shake hands with at church. I'm going to be just as cordial and just as nice to her or him. Amen? That's only fair. Because you know what that does? I can't get off it. You know what that does? That causes her or her husband, whichever way it may go, that causes them, they see you being nice to everybody else, and then that makes them bitter.
Amen.
Then bitterness sets in. Now you've got more problems.
Yeah.
Amen. And it just builds and it builds and it builds and it builds. Your mouth will destroy a marriage.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you. Somebody said sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I don't know who made that up. But they must have been from Poland or... I won't. They had mental problems, son, because words do hurt. Words do hurt. You ever had somebody you love just fly off the handle and say, I hate your guts? You know what makes me madder? When they come back and say, you know I didn't mean that. Come on. When you're mad, it's best you go off somewhere and be by yourself and you calm down. Amen. It's best you go off and calm down somewhere and just hush. And if you ask your wife what's wrong with her and she says, nothing, just leave me alone, I'll be all right. Good advice. Time to go to the barn. Amen. Cut grass. You say, my grass don't need cutting. Just cut the blade off and ride her anyway. Amen. Leave her alone. It's good advice.
Yes,
hey, Brother Charles, is it good advice? It's good advice. Get a handle on your tongue. Purpose in your heart before you leave here tonight. I'm going to be as nice and cordial to my spouse as I am to everybody else. Boy, that'll make a difference. If you're here tonight and your spouse is not and you go home and put this to work, she's probably going to go, what happened to you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Right,
mm-hmm. Secondly, I said our mouth is a little fox that can spoil the vine. Our manners is a little fox that can spoil the vine. A husband does not have to beat his wife to hinder the growth of their love. Amen. You know that's something that's missing in America is manners. My Granny Faye, God bless her heart, she is still a stickler about manners. Let me tell you two words that'll help your marriage immensely. Please. Thank you. Let each other know you're not taking each other for granted. Amen. You know what I used to do with Angie when we was dating? I'd open the car door for her, like I seen them do in the movies. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, you still do it? Not every time. But if we out on a date, I sure do. And by the way, we still date.
Amen.
Let me give you two more words that save your marriage. This ain't got nothing to do with the message, but I'm throwing them here. Two words. It's going to make a huge difference in your marriage. Y'all say them with me. Brother Freddy, he knows where I'm going. Baby. Come on. Baby. Sitter. Amen. babysitter, bam, brother, amen. I'll throw them in the pool and I'll shut the door and go in the house, amen. Amen. Manners, manners. Be considerate. Hey, are you as mannerly toward her as you were when you were dating? Huh? When you picked her up for a date, did you walk in the house and say, hey, get me a glass of tea while you in there? Oh, you getting up? Bring me this, bring it. She's not your servant.
Amen.
She's your wife.
Amen.
I don't mean it's wrong to ask her something, but you could put it in a little different terms.
Yes, sir.
Honey, if you don't mind.
Amen.
I'm out of underwear. Would you wash them? Huh? Hey, man. Don't be so demanding of each other.
Amen.
Ladies, don't tell your husband, I want that grass cut by Saturday. Yeah. That's a sure bet. He's going fishing.
Yeah.
I let that stuff grow till it looks like we're ready to bale hay. Amen? You ask me in the right way and I'll do about it. I'll break my neck for you.
Amen.
But don't push me around. Amen? Come on. I'll never forget the story Brother Wayne Shimish told out in California. Brother Freddie and I think Brother Charles was there that year. They'll remember this. He was preaching on the context of marriage. He said a guy went to the appliance store. You remember that? And he bought a microwave. And he brought the microwave home, set it on the counter and plugged it up. Said he got all his dirty blue jeans and crammed them in that microwave and got some soap powders and put them in that microwave and shut the door and cut it on for 30 minutes and nothing happened. He carried it back to the store, set it down on the counter, and said, I want to return this. They said, is there a problem? He said, yeah, it won't wash my clothes. They said, sir, it was not designed to wash your clothes. I said it with a smile on my face. Amen. So many couples, so many husbands and wives, are mad in my office because the other is not meeting their needs. If I've said this one time, I've said it a thousand. Your job, sir, is not to worry about whether or not she's meeting your needs. Your job is to meet hers. Period. Ma'am, but he's just not meeting my needs. Don't worry about whether or not he's meeting your needs. You meet his. We okay? Don't worry about whether or not she's not doing this, she's not doing that. Are you doing what you're supposed to? Because I found out this is how it works. Iron sharpeneth iron. Like a man, the countenance of his friend. Hey, or so doth a man, the countenance of his friend. Listen, if you're taking care of her like you ought to take care of her, I bet you a dollar to a donut she'll be taking care of you like she ought to take care of you. Are you okay? Manners. Manners. When's the last time you said please to your wife? When's the last time you said thank you to your wife? Honey, I appreciate you cooking supper.
Yes, sir.
My wife made me, my mother-in-law brought me a basket that big around of tomatoes. I can live off tomato sandwiches. I had some I got from my daddy a few weeks ago, and I got them on a Sunday. It was Father's Day. I got them on a Sunday. And Tuesday evening, my wife said, have you ate anything? I said, yeah, I ate a tomato sandwich a while ago. She said, what else have you ate? And it just dawned on me. I'd went 2 days and ate nothing but tomato sandwiches. Amen. I'm telling you, I love them. My wife, I come in last night, she said, what do you want? I said, I want a couple of tomato sandwiches. She fixed me a couple of tomato sandwiches. And she brought them in there in the living room to me and set them in my lap. I said, baby, I sure appreciate you doing that. She said, it's just a sandwich. I said, I don't appreciate it any less than I would if it's pork chops and biscuits and gravy.
Amen.
Because you didn't have to make me a sandwich. I appreciate it.
Amen.
The little things. The little things. Amen. Work on your manners. Work on your manners. Treat her like the girl you dated. I bet you had good manners toward her then. Huh? I was going to say something. I won't. There's things you do in front of her and things you say in front of her now you wouldn't have said when you were dating. Or done when you were dating. Y'all all right tonight? Amen. She gets the feeling now he's got me, he don't care. Have some manners. We okay? Watch your mouth. That's a little fox. Watch your manners. That's a little fox. I'm having to leave a good bit of this out. Let me give you the third little fox. I'll just finish. Watch your mood. Watch your mood. Can I say it again? Watch your mood. And ladies, this is probably as maybe even more so for you. Ladies are emotional creatures. Amen. And by the way, men, most of them are very sensitive.
Amen.
Very sensitive. Go back to that mouth again. Watch what you say. How many times in an argument have you ever said, "Honey, I didn't mean it that way." It don't matter how you meant it. It's how she took it that matters. Amen. Watch your mood. Listen, everybody has a bad day. If you go around, "I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart." If that's you 24/7, you're fake. You're a phony hunk of baloney is what you are. You don't walk around shouting glory to God all the time. You don't. But it's no excuse to be rude. It's no excuse to be mean. It's no excuse to be short. I don't know how many times I've heard somebody say, "I'm sorry, I'm just having a bad day." So? I'm having a good day till I saw you. Amen. I wonder how many husbands have come home from a hard day's work in a good mood, ready to lay a big fat one on his wife, and the babies have been screaming all day long, and the phone's rung off the hook, or whatever the case, and she's in a foul mood, and ruin your good day about that fast. Boy, you men are going, wanting to say amen. Vice versa. Amen. Just because you're in a bad mood don't mean you got the right to ruin her day.
Amen.
Come on, talk to me. Y'all boys need to, when you clock out or when you knock off from work, you need to leave it there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man asked me the other day, I've been counseling with. He said, "What does Sister Angie think about all this?" I said, "Sister Angie don't know about all this." My wife's not the pastor of this church. I got a little bit of problem with these billboards around here. Pastors. Reverend Bishop so-and-so and his wife. Bull. God didn't design her to carry the load of this church. Amen. And I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't run and tell my wife everybody's problem. We okay? You better learn to leave work at work. Amen. My wife's smart enough. She ain't stupid. If I'm in my office behind closed door with a certain couple, she figures, they're having a hard time. Amen. I'm going to go home and tell her everything I have to deal with.
Amen.
You shouldn't come home and say, "Let me tell you about my day." I mean, it's not. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with discussing how your day was, but don't dump everything on her. You can tell her the problems at work, but don't bring the mood with it. You okay? Don't bring the mood with it. Amen. Ladies, when you're in a bad mood, you can still be nice. Can I prove it to you? Have you ever been in how many of us, men and women, you ever been in a bad mood before you got to church? Come on. Question, were you nice when you came in the door? You can do it.
Amen.
You can do it. We've just proved it. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? Just because you're married to her don't give you the right to take it out on her. And vice versa. Watch your mood. Watch your mood. Amen. Yes. 26 years. I figure we're halfway there. Maybe a little over. But if I'm going to make it to our golden years, I'm going to have to watch my mouth. And she's going to have to watch her mouth. The things we say to each other. Our mouths will affect our marriage in one of two ways, positively or negatively. Every single time. We've said over and over, it's not so much what you say, but many times it's just how you say it. The tone of your voice. She knows when she has your disapproval. Amen.
Yes, sir.
If I want to make it to our 50th wedding anniversary, I'm going to have to watch my mouth. And she's going to have to watch hers. Amen. I'm not as sensitive as she is. And in the country we're living in, men are about to get to the point where they're about as sensitive as women.
Amen.
Bunch of sissies can't take nothing. Amen. Woody, y'all taking notes up there? Nick's going, I'm going to have to watch my mouth. I'm going to have to remember my manners. Oh, yeah. When I was dating my wife, when I wasn't dating. I was trying to get her. Every Friday, without fail, she got an anonymous rose sent to her high school. Every Friday. Boys, I don't advise that. I'd been sending her roses for about 3 weeks, and some other boy's taking credit for it. I learned, put your name on them, Bubba. Amen. I still give her flowers. Amen. I want to be as mannerly toward her as I was when we were dating. When we were dating, if she'd have said, does this make me look fat? I'd have lied like a dog. Amen.
Amen.
I've seen men in this church sit and make fat jokes about their wife in a crowded situation, making fun of their wife. I love you, but at those times like that, I'd like to just bust you one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. I wouldn't let you talk. If you joked about my wife like that, we'd throw one down. Amen. Levi popped off one time before he got married. I mean popped off bad to his mama. Before I know it, I was done on him. I said, boy, I don't talk to her like that. You ain't going to.
Levi.
Amen. Let's watch her mouth. Let's watch her manners. And let's be careful about her moods. I'm not saying you can't have a bad day. I wished you wouldn't, but you're going to. Amen. You're going to have a bad day. But don't take it out on each other. Don't take it. Fake it. Fake it. We all right? Little foxes. And I bet if you'll give it some thought, you can add a bunch of them to it. If you'll give it some thought, I could give you 100 little foxes that'll spoil the vine. The growth of the love between a man and his wife. Amen. Because there's out there. Let me tell you something. The devil's raging. I'll be honest with you. I think he's having more fun than he's ever had. In our churches, in our homes, in our children. time, as Christians, as parents, as husbands, as wives, that we quit taking all this for granted that God's done for us.
Amen.
And we get on our face and say, God, by your grace and your mercy, he ain't getting my home.
Amen.
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 He's not getting my child. He's not destroying my marriage. Oh, yeah. Homes are busting up left and right. Left and right. Two this week. Two. We're not winning. We're not winning. The problem is that we ain't taking this thing serious. I'm not just talking about the marriage. I'm talking about the whole shooting match, man. Our Christian lives, our relationship with God. There's only one reason those marriage relationships ain't right. That relationship's not right with God. Brother Jeff Wade was Brother Fisher's assistant pastor. He was teaching us in a class one day, and he said, I'm not a good counselor. He said, I just want to say, get right. And I sat there and took that in. I thought, he was making a joke. But I took that in. I thought, it's really that simple. Brother Freddie, it really is. We shouldn't have to meet for an hour each week and discuss all your problems. Get right.
Amen.
Repent.
Amen.
Put God in his rightful place. Everything else will fall into order, son.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, let's take this stuff serious. Amen. Make up your mind, sir. You're going to say something nice to your wife before you go to bed tonight. Amen. And ladies, look at me. Don't roll your eyes and go, you're saying that because Brother Eddie preached that. They'll do it, won't they? I guarantee you, if I hadn't have said that, one of these women in this room before midnight tonight would have made the statement, you're just saying that because Brother Eddie said to. Maybe he heard the message and wants to make a difference.
Yes, sir.
Maybe he's making an effort.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm mad. I'm not mad at you. But I'm mad at the devil for what he's doing. I don't want to lose another one. One man told me, he said, I guess we've become a statistic. Husbands, wives, you ought to look at each other tonight and say, we are not going to be a statistic.
Amen.
We are not going to take what God has given us for granted.
Amen.
Honey, I'm sorry I don't talk to you like I did when we were dating. I'm sorry I don't treat you like I did when we were dating. And I'm sorry when I have a bad day, I take it out on you. Those two good words for your marriage too. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet.